With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The House approving a series of votes in a rare weekend session, then approving $95 billion in package aid for foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Legislation now heads to the Senate. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Lawrence, says Iran has done a, quote, masterful job of avoiding consequences for its aggression in the Middle East.
Never pays any price. It can kill three American servicemen, service people in Jordan. It can block shipping through the Mandeb Straits to the Houthi rebels.
Oren says it's time for the United States and Israel to do more to hold Iran accountable.
Iran never pays a price. And if the United States and the world, together with Israel, do not exact a price from Iran, Iran is just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to keep on losing.
Former President Donald Trump will be campaigning later today. He'll be stopping in Wilmington, North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate votes to reauthorize a controversial surveillance law.
An issue is whether the FBI should be restricted from using the program to search for Americans' data. The legislation approved 60-34 shortly after midnight Saturday would extend for 2 years the program known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It now goes to the president to become law. Democrats used the FISA Act to spy on President Trump during the 2016 election. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The most significant case in decades on homelessness in America reaching the Supreme Court as record numbers of people in the country are without a permanent place to live. Justices Monday will consider a challenge to rulings that found punishing people for sleeping outside when shelter is lacking amounts to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Portuguese Catholic Church says it will pay some form of compensation to victims of sexual abuse by clergy. Country's Bishops' Conference says the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed more than 4,800 people may be victims of child sex abuse in Portugal. This is SRN News. CSX Railroad's first quarter profit slipping 10%.
The railroad, based in Jacksonville, Florida, says it earned $893 million in the first 3 months of the year. That's down from $987 million a year ago. The results were slightly better than Wall Street predicted. CSX Railroad CEO Joe Hendricks says he was pleased the railroad was able to deliver consistent customer service that helped it attract more business.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted in favor of joining the United Auto Workers Union, boosting the UAW's nationwide effort to organize non-union factories. The union wound up getting 73% of the ballots cast in an election that was run by the National Labor Relations Board that ended Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.